Chala, Perek Beis Mishneches. Just to preface, now we know that you're not allowed to be mafresh from Tahor to Tame, meaning when one has Tevel, regular Truma, and he wants to be mafresh from something that's Tahor, he wants to give the Kohen something that's Tahor, is Truma, and be mafresh that and Pat or Tevel that's Tame. Normally you can't do it, and we said the reason is, it's a Gzera that since he's going to be afraid that they're going to touch, he's going to make them too far apart, and you're not allowed to be tarim when it's lo min amukuf. Lo min amukuf means that it's not nearby. It has to be nearby. But there were certain exceptions. If all the food was already together anyway, or like one part of the bundle was not touching the other part of the bundle, you could be tarim min hatar ala tamei. That was that Mishnah over there in Trumas. So this is kind of similar. So when you have dough that's together, so b'liezer oimer nitalis min hatar ala tamei, so you can take challah from something tar onto something tamei. So how do you do this? Ketzad. Isa taira v'isa tamei. You have dough that's tahar, and you have dough that's tamei. Noitel kedei challah me'isa shaloi hurum chalasa. So what do? You take challah. Now the Rav says you're taking it from the tahar part that you didn't take off truma from. V'noisein pachos mikabetza be'emtza. And then what you do is you then take this small portion and you bind it in between the tahar and the tamei dough. So you have this little piece of dough in between the tahar and the tamei dough, and it's less the size of a beitza. So because it's less the size of an egg, it can't be mitame other things. Taisi Santa points out, it can become tame, but it can't be mitame. And then what you do is on this little piece that's connecting these two pieces of dough, the tamei and the tahar dough, you place on it challah, because the challah can't accept tumah from this little piece, because this little piece is not mitame the challah. Kedesha yitol min amukuf, the Mishnah says, in order that you should now be able to be mafresh min amukuf, from something nearby. Now here it's more than nearby, because here this piece of challah is actually touching this small piece, which is touching both sides, the tamei tahar, so really everything is touching eventually. And the reason that here you need even more than just regular mukuf is because of the concern of tumah and tara, that we're concerned that because one's tummy, one's tar, you're not going to have them be close enough together. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer was machmer, at least in this sense, that you had to do this whole situation. V'chacham say, no, you shouldn't be doing this. You should be taking tahar from tahar, tummy from tummy, because if you do this whole concoction of putting this little piece in between, there's a chash that they actually are going to touch each other, and the tummy is going to be mitame, the tahar dough. So don't do this. Rather, keep it simple, l'cham say, and just take tahar off the tahar and tummy off the tummy. And the Rav says the halach is like the chacham.